Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jerry Meadows is in his early 60s, and he's had his share of health issues, including a triple bypass, 10 stents, and he's on full-time oxygen. With that said, why wouldn't he walk from Sisseton to Aberdeen, South Dakota? And this isn't his first walk either. Jerry hopes that this 83-mile stretch will raise enough money to complete his $10,000 goal, and he's raising this money to both create awareness and benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. Jerry, an Air Force veteran, is about 6 miles west of Sisseton now, and he's joining us on the phone with a story. Hey, Jerry, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Lori. It's always nice to be able to get on and talk about the Wounded Warriors.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how you became a walking man for the Wounded Warriors.
I've been dubbed quite a few things, and that's one of the nicer ones, by the way. I just decided, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and there's going to come a time I won't be able to walk. And I want to give these years that I can to something that's really going to be of value. And I don't think that there's anything more valuable than our veterans. And so, you know, I pretty much stay focused with them.
Tell me about the first step, the first commitment, because once you get started, that's pretty much a declaration that you're going to do something pretty big in spite of the obstacles that await.
Well, just thinking about making that first step, I start getting butterflies about 2 to 3 weeks before I do it.
Yeah,
it's the hardest step in the world, because once you make it, then you are completely committed, and our veterans are hopeful that you make it, and all eyes are on you. So it's that first step. I mean, you know, of course, it's not that hard to make if you're just walking to the kitchen. But once you put that first step down, you're committed, and you got to see this through no matter what. So many people depend on it, and our veterans do too.
I think one of the things that is really evident is that you're not approaching this walk as an athlete or somebody with, you know, I already loved, you know, I was a marathoner and now I just want to, you know, dedicate this time, you know, to others. This is a challenge that you're over. I mean, your feet are bleeding, you're tired, you're dealing with your oxygen issues. What do you think that has sort of given to other people who think, well, I can't do anything to help?
Well, the Wounded Warriors, they kind of got a motto that says, you can still do everything that you did before. You just got to learn to do it different. And I love that motto, and it's inspired me. And there are times I don't think I'm going to make another walk. But then all of a sudden, somebody will pull over and some little kid will come up, 7 or 8 years old, and just to shake my hand and say, thank you for your service. And it's such a motivator, you know, to make me do another step and 10 after that and 100 feet after that. And pretty soon I'm there. As far as my health issues, I can be at home, but I'm going to be just as I'm still going to have the same issues at home if I'm not out here doing something. So I try to ignore that. And, of course, my feet are going to hurt, and I know that, and I'm going to get blisters, and they're going to bleed. And, it, you know, knowing that before you start the process and accept it then, you know, it makes a big difference with your own motivation. And so, you know, that helps a lot. So there's a lot that goes into it before you take that first step.
Tell us what it's like to see South Dakota at this time of year at 2 miles an hour.
It's like flying to the sun. it's like, you know, you can see the horizon, but there's nothing but fire in between here and there.
Wow.
No, it's not that bad. Today it's really actually been kind of pleasant, but before I get there, I'm sure I'm going to see the rain and the humidity, and the heat will be back up there, I'm sure. But my wonderful wife, she follows behind me in a van with with both the Wounded Warriors flag and the United States flag on our Jeep. Mm-hmm. And I got plenty of oxygen, plenty of water, and, of course, we carry a cell phone.
Yeah.
And to boot, I got all my medications, and so everything I need is just about 15 or 20 feet behind me.
There's a simplicity to that. You know exactly what you're going to do today, don't you?
Well, yeah, walk.
Yeah. sleep, repeat. Yeah.
It gets me out of having to go out and mow the yard.
Tell me what this journey has been like for your wife. How is she sort of, process this? Does she think you're a little crazy?
Oh, she thinks I'm a lot crazy. and it's amazing, too. She doesn't get enough credit. She follows behind me at about 1.5 miles an hour. And her foot's continuously on the brake because vehicles tend to idle faster than that. And, if she suspects that I'm getting too tired or too hot, she makes me come in and sit down in the air conditioner for a while. And she really watches my back. And I give her a lot of credit for just because she's sitting there going that slow. It has to be monotonous for her and really actually quite boring. Hmm. But she has an incredible love for veterans. So she kind of gets why I'm doing this.
Yeah. Tell me, you mentioned people getting out of the car and coming and saying, shaking your hand and thanking you. You stop at other places, too, and tell them what you're up to. Tell me what the response has been like.
Well, I get a lot of that. A lot of people come by, and it's really terrific. Even if they don't stop, they'll honk and, give me the thumbs up. And like I mentioned before, that's a great motivator. Some people will stop and just want to come out and give me their story. And, that's really impressive. They trust me that much to come up, and say, I was in the Marines and this happened and this happened. And I take my time. I listen to every story that's ever given to me. Hmm. And it's just amazing. Well, they'll come up and shake their hands. I had a kid today approach me on a bicycle from a farm that was, a half a mile away, and he rode his little bicycle down there, and just to come up and it kind of confused me because I didn't see his parents with him, and he just stuck out his hand and he said, "I just want to thank you for your service." And the response is just amazing. I can't even describe what you feel when a little kid comes up and does that.
Right. Tell us how people can donate and follow your journey and give money to the Wounded Warrior Project. Where do they go?
Okay. They can call me personally at 701-403-4993. And there's three ways that you can donate. And I do not have the website number on me right now, but I can give it to them if they give me a call. Or they can mail it in. And if they mail it in, just make it out to Wounded Warriors Project. And where it says memo, just put Roadwalker on that. And that tells them what area of the country it came from and who's doing it. And then, or if you see me on the road, we will either give you that information, or if you want to donate it in cash, that's fine too.
And we will put a link up on our website after the program at listen.sdpb.org so you can have all that information and support Jerry Meadows on his walk. His plan is to get to Highway 25, head south, and then hook up with Highway 12 and go west into Aberdeen if you're one of those folks who wants to stop and say hello. Jerry, keep walking. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, it's always a great day when I can talk about the Wounded Warriors.